All right, Sunday morning, 3:13:22, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Blind Guides. The church is asleep for the most part, and here's why. The leaders are asleep also. They're not even relevant for this day and this hour. The blind are leading the blind, and both are falling into the ditch. I faced this in my day also. When the time came for the transition from the old covenant to the new, there were few leaders that came on board. I wept over Jerusalem for that very reason. They are few with the voice of truth today that are proclaiming the message. Most are proclaiming out of indoctrination. They are spewing forth as a result of their programming. They listen to the fake news. Spiritual correctness instead of the gospel truth. As they miss the day of my visitation, they will miss the day of my visitation now. Just as my disciples turn the world upside down, or really right side up, so you will begin to see the face of the church changing. I am raising up my Josephs to go before the people. They have been behind the scenes, forsaken and forgotten, being prepared for this time in history. As I've told you before, this is like the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. Those that will not go in will wander around and eventually die. New wine can only go into new wineskins. The ones that say the old is better will not be able to progress forward. We cannot have a little leavening the whole loaf. For those that move forward, the best is yet to come for the church and for America. All right, I have a couple of scriptures here. The first one's Matthew 15. Now, this passage of scripture y'all are well aware of. I've brought it many times. All right, 15:10. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? Yeah, I told you, our first church bunch were all offended at this. I'm not preaching any different message than I started in 1994. It might have variations and twists and turns, and it comes at you this way and that away, but it's basically saying the same thing. Why are we under Satan's spell? Big Pharma. But he answered, what's the beast system? Big Pharma, their sorceries, witchcraft, deceived the whole world, it says in Revelation. I may have that written in here, we'll see. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. This system is going to be rooted up. I don't care, you can take your med beds, whatever you want to do, but like I was telling Danny, I think it's if you talk about a hydra has many heads, it's just another head of the hydra, as far as I'm concerned. That's like saying, well, you know, Jesus' stripes on his back weren't enough. Now, not everybody's there. God's gracious to get us there. Just like the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, they're going to have to be taught to wean them off of the system they've lived in all their life and to walk in the kingdom of God. It's available. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind. What were we talking about? Blind leaders of the blind. That's what the Lord said. Why is the church in such a mess? Blind guides. The church is asleep because the leaders are asleep. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Jesus talked about, I think it's Matthew 23, he said, those that sit in Moses' seat, you can listen to them, but don't do what they do. They're there for a big show. But they got it. We'll just read that in a minute. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, Are ye also yet without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? Satan knows. God made you to be a speaking spirit. He made you to say what you want, to build with your word, just like he did in the beginning. And Satan knows that. And why does he do what he does? Because he wants you to speak fear out of your mouth, because it don't matter if the pandemic, the scamdemic, the vaccines, whatever, it doesn't matter if it's real or not. If they can get you to exercise fear in it, you exercise faith in the wrong direction. And you'll get what you say. So it doesn't really matter. It's scare tactics. It's words. It's this thinking process. Your mind is, or the minds of most, have been so geared to the big pharma and the system that they'd follow them right to the death. We've seen it already. Oh, they wouldn't do anything to hurt us. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, destroy. They've corrupted every area of our life. The church, the finances, your health. You just think whatever you want to think about. He's had his finger in every pie. Sad to say. Hate to say it. Do not yet ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? They've made us to where, or most, they fear everything. Somebody's sitting in their car by themselves with the windows rolled up wearing a mask. I've seen pictures of people walking around with dog collars on. You know those big cones that they put so dogs don't scratch their ears and stuff? We're in hazmat suits. What is the truth? The fear. That's the truth. People acting in fear and getting exactly what they signed up for. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart. Talking about the will, the what mind, the will, the and the emotions here, where the production center of your faith is. See, the heart's used interchangeably throughout the scriptures. The soul. This is where production takes place. Faith takes place. So they proceed out, come forth. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from your thinking processes. If you think it's going to hurt you, then you best do something, because it will. If you think, nah, it won't. I've heard people say, all these canisters that have all these poison labels on them, he said, I've picked up plutonium with my hand and it suffered no harm. Remember as kids breaking a thermometer and playing with mercury? They have geared us to fear everything. Oh, don't go near that. It was probably adrenochrome in those things. Don't go near that. That's poison. I'm not going to say and drink poison. Don't get me wrong here. But I'm telling you, we have where we are today is a result of programming. Yeah. Satan's narrative. He knows how you create. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart. In other words, you're exercising faith, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. There's the mind here. Heart. This is the mind, will, and emotions. Proceed evil thoughts. What are evil thoughts? Anti-God thoughts. Anti-word of God thoughts. murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defiles not a man. You know, I've thought about all the soap products and everything they put in all of this stuff, and the scripture says anytime that God wanted them to cleanse something, he said use pure water. We may find out all this other stuff is just a bunch of, it's kind of like the hand sanitizer. We saw the meme or the picture of the hand sanitizer on the side of the street. They wanted people to nearly take a bath in. And it was dripping. And the metal on the stand was eaten away because of the hand sanitizer. Now, if it's going to eat metal, what's it going to do to your hands? All right, let's go to Matthew 23. This is a simple message. It is not hard. It's harder to believe the deep state mess, Satan's minions. It's harder to believe that than the simplicity of God's word. Right here, 23. Well, let me read what Jesus said. Verse 1 says, "Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not eat after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." I heard yesterday that Congress has given themselves, a 21% pay raise? While people can't get gas, don't have money for gas, some of them don't have jobs. And the person I was listening to, they said, you have to understand, this is to make the people that are asleep raving mad. I'm thinking, Lord, how much further do we have to suffer because they won't wake up? All right, verse 23 of this. "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you have done, and not to leave the other undone, you blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you're like unto white sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." Have you ever heard in your life a senator to get up and call for the assassination of the president of another country? Lindsey Graham did that, calling for the assassination of Putin. And Facebook, righteous fake book, they get on and say, we're going to alter our policy, hate speech policies for this incident, so that he can say that. Because they're coming against Russia. That's their agenda now, come against Russia. Make Russia look like the bad guy when Russia isn't the bad guy. And you got the church on board with them. Oh, pray for the people of Ukraine. We need to pray for Putin. He has saved the people of Ukraine. They've been tyrannized for years and years and years. The babies that they've found that have been mutilated. Under Chernobyl, four stories down, mutilated babies. Mutilated, ritual abuse, sacrifice, adrenochrome harvesting, organ harvesting. And little children all chained up and scared and hadn't seen the light in so long. This is what they're finding. It makes me so angry. I want to say, how can you be so stupid? Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel into the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, for I say unto you, shall not see me henceforth. Ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Just my thoughts here, but I do believe this is God's wisdom. If the ministers you listen to are blind guides, then don't listen to them. They'll just confuse you. They should be hearing God and not bringing what's based on church dogma or traditions of men. If they are moving with the Spirit and just waking up, that is a different story. But Jesus said you'd know them by their fruit. That's Matthew 7. We'll read that, and that's going to be all of this one. There was a time that God said he winked at ignorance. It's past that time. Matthew 7:13. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. It says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Whereby, their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. We have Mr. Obama to thank for funding these. They're now saying there's 30-something biolabs in Ukraine. We have Obama to thank for funding that when he was a senator before he even got into office. 2005, I believe. So these Ukrainian people have been under this tyranny for a long time, and Russia's been threatened, and that's why he had to go in and do what he had to do. Even if everybody in the world is standing against him, except those nations in the alliance, the Nasera, they're not going to do that. They're not coming against him. But the USA, which it just makes my heart sad, the USA is sanctioning Russia. We better get on the right side of things. That's all I got to say. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Yeah, the scribes were just blind leading the blind. Okay.